are recording. Hi, I'm Deborah. I'm with American University, and we have partnered with DC Central Kitchen. We're talking to people about how they're doing COVID. I'm asking your first name only.
Albert.
Yeah. Albert, do you mind sharing your age with us?
I'm 65.
65, great number. Okay, Albert, so can you share with me some of the challenges that you faced during the COVID pandemic, face or are facing?
Consistent employment, consistent work. The work waned, you know, because my employer wasn't able to pay. Mm-hmm. But what I did, I managed, I just kept, you know, I worked anyway. Mm-hmm. But that and the money did, you know, it got really low, you know. And I'm a veteran, so the services I needed, you know, I wasn't, the accessibility, that went out the door, you know, so.
So when you say accessibility, Could you elaborate on that?
Being able to go in and get the types of treatment that we needed, that I wanted, that I was used to, you know, all of that went away, as a veteran, mental health, and at my age, so I'm Vietnam era, we needed those things to talk to the people too. I don't like technology. I'm not that type of guy. So if you want to do something on the phone and then FaceTime and all of that, I didn't like it, you know, but I realized I had to, it's a good thing because I had to learn it and do it, and it was a change, it was a challenge. And that's a good thing because I managed to get through.
So that actually said, wait.
I changed for the better.
Oh, okay.
Technology-wise, it made me more into using these
computer savvy, put it that way, or literate. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So if there is one word that you can use to describe the pandemic and how you fared, what word would that be?
No. It was definitely a change. Mm-hmm. And an eye opener.
Okay.
It was an eye opener. And no, we're not in control. Anything can happen. It was more than a catastrophe, like a storm. Much more than a storm. Okay. It was a constant. This one didn't go away. You know, tomorrow didn't come because it was the same as the same challenges were right there. So it's long term, and you knew you had to accept it.
And like your metaphor, tomorrow didn't come.
Right, the new day.
Yeah, I got it. Tomorrow, the sun's
gone. The storm was over.
Yes, I love it. So I was going to ask you if there was anything good you can find, and I believe you've already answered that. So I want to ask you about your food accessibility during the program, pandemic, and as well as now.
I must say that DC, the Department of Health and Human Services, they did very well. They kept us. At this time in my life, I do find myself needing EBT.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they did.
So were the grocery stores amply supplied?
No, we know that. We know what we went through, right? We know what we went through, and I couldn't buy the the dry stuff, like toiletries, that was a challenge, you didn't have money, a lot of times you didn't have enough money because the work wasn't there to buy those things, you know, with EBT didn't supply you, you couldn't buy like the toiletries.
Okay, what about your corner stores? Were they amply?
No. At this time, I don't think he was on that.
Okay.
I think it hit everybody. You know, it hit everybody like that. And from what I'm hearing, I think he's opening his door EBT now, and which is good. It's a good thing. Okay. You know, I think that it's definitely needed. I don't think the prices should be so high. Okay. I don't think that your profit don't. When an item costs a certain amount, don't tack on like double the price. You hurt us. You hurt the community like that. Okay. If I have to pay for a $2 pack of bologna and you charge me $4 for it. No. It's not like we don't know this. We know.
Yeah, this concludes our interview, and I just want to thank you for sharing your thoughts and ideas. You know, it's always good to hear the community and how they feel and let them know that somebody's listening. So hopefully the right ears will hear your words and your passion will cause a change in the areas that you think need changing. So I appreciate you today. Have a great day.
Thank you.